It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for news and information on our economy, famous events, and all the elements of real estate. Broadcasting around the nation on SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker at Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Good afternoon as we welcome you to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, airing from 18 Camino Alazan in the Santa Fe neighborhood of Las Campanas, one of the homes featured in the 30th annual Haciendas of Parade of Homes Tour. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I am delighted to be hosting today's show as my guests join me in discussing the elements of this fabulous property built by Boss Builders, speak to the importance of the parade event, and actually review real estate and business issues important to homeowners, buyers, sellers, and renters. For more information on the parade event and 18 Camino Alazan, as well as how to buy tickets, please go to SantaFeParade.com. That's SantaFeParade.com. So Richard Eads back at the Hutton Broadcasting Studio, Shannon Sullivan, my producer, Austin Birch, our engineer, along with floor producers Olympia Vieira and Ted Stevens. Let's get our remote broadcast underway by welcoming the executive officer of the organization sponsoring the parade event, Miles Conway of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, along with the president of the association, as well as a principal at Boss Builders, Valerie Montoya. Valerie, I bet you're very pleased with this year's parade. Is that true?
I feel like every parade I get really excited for. It's just whether you have a home in or not, it's so cool to walk through these beautiful homes and, you know, just to see what's going on. So thank you for having me, Ray.
Well, it's could not imagine doing the show without you and Miles for sure and leading off our broadcast. Miles, you know, this major event in Santa Fe, I think, has been marking 30 years. I see there might be a little dispute about that, but nonetheless,
yes,
for several decades, it is a major event that the people of this city and around the country look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the flagship event of our association back in 1992. Kurt Faust, who is the president of our association the very first year. This is also the 30th anniversary of our actual association. So that's where the confusion comes in. We've lost count at some point in between 96 and 98. So we're calling it our 30th anniversary, but Kurt Faust, Keith Gorgeous, his brother Eric Faust, they all decided, let's celebrate what we do as builders. Let's show off our craftsmanship. They were young men at the time, and they had young kids. So they decided, and we built it in right into the DNA of our parade, that we would support our local sports teams. So we support this year, we have parade ambassadors, these young sportsmen and sportswomen that come out to the homes, and they sell you tickets. They check your tickets if you've bought them. They give you a magazine and tell you how to navigate the homes. And those are the St. Michaels, the horsemen, the horsewomen. I never know if that's how to say it. Valerie, is it horsewoman?
Sure, horse. I guess it should
be. The horsewomen, the Pony Express dance team, the golf team, and the cheer team.
Right.
Are out here at the homes. They're taking your tickets. And I think they've raised a couple thousand dollars already. We hope to break a record this year and raise money for
great
sports teams.
Well, you know, Valerie, I'm curious, you alluded to it generally, but what will the public see when they actually tour these 13, 14 homes that are part of this year's parade?
Yep, so you will see, you know, a wide variety of price ranges and finishes and, you know, anywhere from just different, you know, Santa Fe style, true Santa Fe style, to contemporary. So just lots of different things is what you'll see a part of this parade. It definitely doesn't disappoint. Miles, I feel like you brought in lots of cool stuff with the Vladim tour that you did yesterday. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did a couple new things this year, which I thought would be cool. For our 30th anniversary, we said people come to Santa Fe and they want to have beautiful homes, right? But they move to Santa Fe because it's a really dynamic, beautiful community. And so we opened up some extraordinary community spaces tours this year, Ray. We got the Vladim Contemporary, did the first ever tour, a construction tour. And oh my God, that place is going to just raise Santa Fe's community, our contemporary art, to the next level. It's going to be quite a phenomenal structure. But then, yeah, we're touring next weekend. You can go see the Rail Yard Baca District. You can go see the Siler Yards and art community, a truly affordable community there. And that's something we really want to show off, because we think it showcases the really responsible, sustainable, really intelligent community design that is coming for Santa Fe in the future. So, yeah, it was cool. We're trying to do cool stuff. We have the High Desert Architecture extraordinary VIP reception next Saturday, where Ramon Gabriel Martinez and his team at High Desert Architecture are going to invite people into that home. Cost you a few bucks, but beautiful food by Cecella. I think it's the award-winning best chef in New Mexico a couple years ago. The Santa Fe Chamber Orchestra is going to play. It's a benefit for the Youth Symphony.
And you know, stuff. I think I'd like to pivot off of that, Ray and Miles. It's like, Miles and Tanya are constantly being so innovative with the association and the parade and all of the other, you know, events that the parade puts on. So, Miles, thank you for really taking this innovation into the new, what do we call it? The new parade, that, you know, ever so changing.
Yeah.
Parade.
Well, and Valerie, back at you. I mean, I'm here looking at this home that you built, Boss Builders built. This home took some incredible chances. It was a radical design. John Dick will be on the show to talk about that, I guess,
yeah,
a little later. And so if you builders are pushing the envelope, then your association, me and Tanya, the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, we owe it to you to try to keep pace with you. That's all we're doing, making it cool.
That's all very good, and you know what, I agree 100%, Valerie, that Miles and Tanya and others, including yourself, have done some extraordinary things to expand the vision of the association. But I've got two questions for you, Valerie. First of all, as a famous politician once said, it takes a village to do things, and you guys could not, beyond all of your hard work, have done this event without volunteers, your sponsors, and a number of other people. Isn't that true, Valerie?
Oh, that's absolutely true. I mean, thank you to all of our volunteers, you know, Laura Gallegos for chairing the parade, and, you know, all this legwork that happens. It's like I keep saying, we have little armies behind us helping put on these events or even building these homes. It truly takes a small village or a small army to make everything happen for everyone. So, yeah.
We are an army of love, for sure. We
love an army of love. Well, maybe, you know, trademark that one. That should go on your letterhead from now on. Say, Valerie, Miles alluded to this, but I want to let you, for the next 4 minutes before we take a break, actually talk about the elements of 18 Camino Alazan, where people can come today and not only see this radio show, but also see this fabulous property. So, Valerie, what makes 18 Camino Alazan so special to you as the builder?
Yep. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ray, for asking. This home is particularly special to me. You know, our clients, they were just the most amazing people. And so we at Boss Builders had the lot first. And then our clients were brought on board, and my business partner, Martine Montoya, here hopping on. But so we worked alongside John Dick and Curtis over at Arkeo Architects. And I remember when they sent over via email the first pass of this home, you know, the first layout, the first floor plan, and at first, our initial reaction was like, this is very different. And I will have to say, some of our team was like, no, this is a no-go. You know,
it's not going to go.
This is not going to work. And
my
then
team's laughing already.
Yeah. And, you know, the realtors were like, no, no steps. No, you know, this is just pushing the architectural boundaries a bit too much. And so we were like, okay, we got to present this to our client and say, this is what we came up with. And it's so funny because our clients were like, we love it. Don't change anything. We love it just like it is. Right. So then started the Las Campanas.
Then the architectural view board said, change it. And you said, we don't want to change it.
Now we don't want to change it. We love it. So there was just a lot of going back and forth, a bit of pushback. You know, the house in particular, its topography steps down. And so we sloped down the house as best as we could to accommodate views. And this is special to us because Joseph and Martine got to work alongside John and Curtis at RKO in really making this happen and going back and forth with Las Campanas. Well, can we keep this? Can we, you know, not change that? Because we actually really love it. And so we have these beautiful cantilevered portals that just go at beautiful angles. Our client had... What John, he'll get on here, explain this too, is the hallway is the spine of the home. And then masses off the spine that just give it beautiful living space. All the way down to our interior designer, Erica at New Blue. You know, she worked with the clients. I got to go in and hop in on those meetings. And our client, Kathy, she said, I love blues and greens. And that's what makes me feel calm.
We get to play bocce ball here next weekend, don't we?
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll play bocce ball and some cornhole.
This is all amazing stuff. And unfortunately, we got to take a break here, but I'm delighted that the two of you joined us to kick off All Things Real Estate. Again, Valerie is going to be coming back at the end of the second hour of the show. Valerie Montoya, the president of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, executive officer of Boss Builders, along with Miles Conway, the executive officer of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association. Guys, thanks a lot for starting off the show. Enjoy the rest of the parade, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Thank you. Thanks, Ray.
I got to go deliver some
snacks. We invite
everyone
to visit 18 Camino Alazan in Las Campanas as we air the show during the 30th annual Haciendas of Parade of Homes tour. So we'll come back in 2 minutes after we take a break with this special edition of All Things Real Estate. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We'll be coming right back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader. All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader.
All Things Real Estate as we air the show from 18 Camino Alazan, one of the homes featured in the 30th annual Haciendas of Parade of Homes tour. Come visit this home in Santa Fe in the neighborhood of Las Campanas and listen to us on 1260 AM, 103.7 FM, or at the Listen Now link at our website, atreradio.com. That's atreradio.com or at santafe.com. So back to the show. It's now my pleasure to welcome the Vice President of Boss Builders, Mr. Martin Montoya. Great to have you on the show, and congrats on the construction of 18 Camino Alazan. How are you?
Good. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Listen, Martine, I guess the first question I have for you is what might be the one or two of the most favorite elements of this home that you constructed? That may be hard to do, but pick out those one or two elements if you can.
Oh, yeah, that is hard to do. You know, a lot of people come in and they comment about the spine of this house, you know, and I think you guys, Valerie touched on it a little bit earlier, that it's a long hallway, and you know, and you got these transitions that we try to do away with steps, so it kind of looks like a ramp, and that's probably my favorite part of this home right now. There's a couple of, go ahead. There's a couple more things that I like about it. You know, the den, you know, the little area here that we've got the TV, the bookshelf, all that nice little open space just to sit back and kick back and relax in there. It's real nice.
And, you know, it's interesting. I've partnered with home builders in Santa Fe for many years now as a real estate broker through the radio show and just personally working with your clients obviously is an important element of any home construction. Was that something that you personally pursued in the construction of this home?
You know, at first this house first started out with the design with the RKO Architects, and the homeowner was a little involved in it, not too much. You know, Valerie which does a great job of doing this, had more to do with it than I did. But I'll tell you, these homeowners have been fabulous through this process. You know, we've had a bunch of things going on. You know, this house was started kind of pre-COVID, and everything that's gotten involved with COVID as far as materials being delayed, you know, from having to start, stop, all this going on, these clients have been amazing. So, but I think Valerie could touch on more about that than I can.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Martine, about the patience that's been necessary during the past 2 years of dealing with the pandemic and then supply chain issues. But I've heard from a number of home builders that largely their clients are understanding of these issues because, frankly, in their personal lives, they can't often get what they want from the grocery store or through any other store that they might shop at. So they're sort of conditioned on these issues and actually find it beneficial to work with their builders rather than battle with them on things like not getting things into the property on time. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. Like I say, especially with our clients, John and Kathy have been amazing. I know there's probably been some times where they've just, you know, been so frustrated that they've had to hold back a little bit and kind of realize what's going on. And, you know, but they've handled it real well. And, you know, we couldn't ask for any better clients on this home. And I think that patience that they showed, it shows on the house, you know, and they had a lot to do with all these finishes, and it just looks amazing.
Oh, that's great. All the more reason for people to come on out and take a look at 18 Camino Alazan in the community of Las Campanas. We typically have folks that are driving around Santa Fe listening to our show during the annual Haciendas of Parade of Homes tour, and they actually are driven to the place that we're broadcasting from. So we hope that you'll see an influx of additional warm bodies there soon, Martine. You know, I was looking at your website, my friend, and I see that Boss Builders believes in four guiding principles in your work: honesty, quality, efficiency, and communications. Now, they're all very important, but why, from your standpoint, are those critical to the success of your home construction work?
I think it's critical just because of everything that you outlined right there. So we're talking about this beginning process, you know, having a client come in and having to trust us with either their vision, you know, and anything that they're looking for in a home. And it takes a lot of trust to come to a builder and say, you know, I want this, and I want to make sure you can do it for us. And we have to be out there saying, yes, we can get it done for you. So with all those four qualities right there, I think that just hits it right on the head.
Yeah, and part of the success that you've enjoyed with this particular home, 18 Camino Alazan, is that you have been communicating throughout the entire process, which has been made even more essential during these post-pandemic days. I guess one of the other questions I have for about the minute or so we have left before we take a break is, from your standpoint, Martine, what is the importance of the Parade of Homes to our community?
I think it's very important. You know, it gets the community out here. It starts to take a look at Santa Fe and see what we got going on as far as home building. You know, there's a lot of nice homes in the parade this year. We got the traditional Santa Fe style kind of homes. And then, you know, what we got going on here is a little more of a contemporary style. And it's starting to catch on a little more out here in Santa Fe. So,
yeah, so and of course it's important to remind everybody that the Parade of Homes is actually a competition. You and your other fellow home builders are looking for awards that will be presented on Tuesday night at the gala dinner. But for you, the satisfaction is not only having a successful project completed to the satisfaction of your clients, but also the recognition among those that are part of the community that you guys have done a great job. So this award dinner is important to you guys, I'm sure, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. The awards are nice. They're very nice. But we like to say it's more about the completed product than the awards. We want to see a nice completed home at the end of the day.
So, Martine, last question before we let you go and enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. You guys have projects, I'm sure, in the pipeline. Are you looking to participate in the Parade of Homes next August?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we've already got the house picked out for it, and we'll have that lined up here.
Oh, that's great. So last question for sure is, if someone is interested in actually finding out what Boss Builders can do for them if they want to build a home, What's the best way of getting a hold of you guys?
I think through the website. If you just visit bossbuilders.com, you can fill out a little short little survey on there, and you can get in direct contact with somebody in our office, and you can just go from there.
That's great. Martin, thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate. We really do appreciate it. And also, again, congratulations on your successes with 18 Camino Alazan and all the other properties that you're going to be pursuing this year, okay?
Hey, thank you.
You bet. Martin Montoya, Vice President of Boss Builders, our guest. We appreciate him being with us. So let's take a break as we get ready to offer some thoughts on Sotheby's International Realty options and hear some commentary from our next guest as we air the show from 18 Camino Alazan. We'll be back shortly.
Stay tuned. We'll be coming right back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader. Now back to Ray Post and All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate as we air the show from 18 Camino Alazan, one of the homes featured in the 30th annual Hacienda's Parade of Homes Tour. Come visit this property in the Santa Fe neighborhood of Las Campanas, and then also listen to us as you're driving over on 1260 AM, 103.7 FM, or through the Listen Now link at our website, which is atreradio.com. That's atreradio.com. Or you could always go to santafe.com. So I want to actually tell you that I'm really pleased to introduce one of the city's leaders in home design, well-regarded architect, Mr. John Dick of RKO Architects. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. It's good to be with you again, Ray. It's been a while since we won the Grand Hacienda, probably 10 years ago or so, and it's just... I listen to your show every week, and so it's nice to be back on.
Wow, that's an honor for sure for me. Thank you, John. I didn't expect that. And I think, having said that, I think I'm going to actually be voting in my mind that you guys do win the Grand Hacienda Award this year. So I tell you what, my friend, let's begin with that vision that you and your colleagues brought to the design of 18 Camino Alazan. Won't you discuss that a little bit?
Well, like we do with all of our projects, Ray, and we're fortunate being in here in Santa Fe in the New Mexico area. We have, you know, the landscape is so wonderful, the weather is so wonderful. So that's what we start with, is really the landscape and the views and the site-specific issues that we look at very closely. And this particular site had kind of a ridge on it, this lot, running kind of from northwest to southeast, and fortunately that ridge was perpendicular to the excellent views of the Sangre de Cristo, so it seemed a natural to come up with a linear scheme to allow all of the primary rooms to be able to take advantage of that excellent view. And so the thought occurred to me to do kind of a spine down the middle of the building and pull apart some of the functions of the house so that the landscape can intertwine with the building. And, you know, in general, I'm not a big fan of hallways, but of course, by that I mean the 3 foot wide dark hallway that I grew up in a tract house in northern Nevada. But I thought, why not do a spine that was generous in its width? This hallway is 6 feet wide, and with a generous amount of windows so that there's a lot of natural light that crosses into the space. So from that standpoint, I thought the spine worked fairly well. And so, you know, we took the great room, you know, kitchen, dining, living, the library and the master bedroom suite, and oriented it directly to the Sangre de Cristos. And then the guest bedrooms, the entry sequence, and the garage was on the other side. I was pleasantly surprised to find that even the guest rooms enjoy some excellent views, not so much to the Sangres, but down to the Sandias and over to the Jemez. So as you well know, Ray, there's just a wealth of really nice views on sites that are slightly elevated like this particular project. So the one challenge we had, though, was we had to deal with the the appropriate covenants of Las Campanas and their height restrictions. So that spine or that ridge kind of sloped down from north to south, and so we subtly kind of dropped the building as you go from north to south, and to avoid steps for people that want to age in place. Many more of our clients are desiring that these days. We introduced three ramps, and so the house kind of settles into the landscape and responds to the topography, the natural topography of the landscape by kind of sliding the building down a little bit. And then, you know, the last key design move was more, you know, usually there's, as you know, a lot of flat roofs in Santa Fe. That's the historic tradition. But they allow for pitched roofs in this particular portion of Las Campanas. And so I kind of, the idea was as if, you know, your eyelid opened up wider. The idea was to take what was a flat roof and kind of slope it up toward the view. So in a way, it's a subtle psychological gesture architecturally to raise the roof and slope the roof to the sky and to the end of the Sangre de Cristos. So, you know, and we have some very deep portals that are cantilevered off the main house without any columns. And so, you know, the roof kind of slides out into space to kind of draw your eye to that amazing view. So, you know, in a way, in all of the designs that we do here in Santa Fe, we try to just open the house to the views and to the natural landscape that's already here, and kind of allow the architecture to take a step back and just be a nice frame to that view. So it's kind of hard to go wrong when you're in Santa Fe with this kind of landscape.
Sure. Hard to go wrong in Santa Fe on a number of levels. That was an unbelievably effective visual that you just offered. And again, this is a radio show, so I was actually thinking as I was listening to you about the elements that you described, and I'm sure people that are driving around and on their way over to 18 Camino Alazan actually got a real good idea about what they're going to see. One question I have listening to you, John, obviously every client, every property is different, every setting, and sighting is different. Every landscape element is different, even though there's a lot of common elements in Santa Fe. But are there architectural design issues that you favor, that you like to bring from one house to another, no matter how different they may be?
I guess it's kind of per my earlier comment of just having a certain humility and just opening the house up to the landscape as much as possible. You know, we've had clients who've come to Santa Fe. This was some time ago when there was more of a move for traditional Spanish Pueblo Revival style. And people from out of town come and they'll look at old haciendas and really old houses and thinking about, you know, buying them and fixing them up. The difference between the architecture we're doing now and the architecture back then, as lovely and as wonderful as it is it was primarily pretty dark. Those old adobe houses had really small windows and really had more of an internal focus, possibly on a courtyard, and really didn't open up to the landscape as much as we try to pursue now. So consistently with all of our clients, they want, you know, the big tall pocket doors and lots of glass and opening up to the landscape and blurring the distinction between indoors and out. And with this weather, you know, I'm sitting here and that's kind of a consistent element that we try to pursue, is just opening up the house to the landscape and to the weather and to the views.
I'm just curious as well, you have worked with a number of home builders in Santa Fe over many years of your very well-established and successful career. How was it working with Boss Builders?
That was great. You know, Joseph and Valerie and Martine are really a good team, and they're a young team. They're getting their, you know, really establishing their position here in Santa Fe. I've worked with other firms, as you know, that have been around for decades. But they're, you know, I think they're going to have a good impact over the years. And Valerie's a delight to be around. She's always so darn positive. I can't, you know, it's almost depressing.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
She's always.
Well, go ahead.
She's always up and very positive, and that's really beneficial. And so, yeah, I'm sure we'll hear a lot more from Boss Builders over the years.
I'm sure indeed, and certainly as a result of the construction of this property, as well as you guys move towards the awards dinner on Tuesday night for the Haciendas of Parade of Homes tour. John, you know, in some instances you work directly with the homeowners from the beginning, designing something that meets their interests and needs. This particular house was designed a little bit differently than that, but going to the element of working directly with homeowners, often it's working with an architect in advance of a home builder. Often it's with the home builder. Sometimes the process is reversed. I guess at the end of the day, it really doesn't make a difference how it, as long as the homeowners are given a lot of say in the final product. True?
I would say that is true, and you're right. You know, sometimes the homeowner starts with the architect, and then I assist them and in talking to other general contractors. Very often they'll come to a builder first and then decide on who the architect might be. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a triangular relationship that is hopefully nice and collaborative. And so you've got the architect, the builder, and the owner. And through that process, you know, as the architect, knowing, you know, the history of the vernacular architecture that's so rich here in New Mexico and how to reinterpret that in a more contemporary fashion is combined with the builder who knows about all the materials and finishes that we use. As you well know, Ray, Santa Fe is different from a lot of different parts of the country because there's a high level of craft here. I mean, we've got stonemasons, we've got wood workers, we've got people working in metal, and, you know, there's just a richness of materials that requires a real level of ability, plaster, you name it. And so it's not just carpet and sheetrock and, you know, wood siding as one might find in other parts of the country. So a builder here has to know, you know, a lot about a lot of different materials and finishes and building techniques. And then you have the owner who's coming in maybe from outside of town or from locally, and you know, they have their desires that, and they, those desires are placed first, and it's just a question of between design and execution to be able to see their dreams become a reality. And, you know, once it all works, it's very enjoyable to, you know, to see the owners so pleased with being able to move into a house that is, you know, custom built for them, like a, you know, hand in glove kind of scenario, that it's perfectly fit for their desires and needs.
Well, you've taken us on a great tutorial here, incredibly articulate. Just one last question, John. I wish we had more time to chat, but the value of the Parade of Homes in Santa Fe, from your standpoint as a longstanding and very successful architect, where does it stand from your perspective?
Well, I think it's key. It's, you know, even when I'm not involved in it, I come to the parade every year to see what everybody else is doing. And, you know, I think between ourselves and Boss Builders and the owner, we've put together a very nice house here. But I can tell you, I've toured most of the other houses that are on tour this year, and it's a high level of quality across the board. You know, I remember back when I first moved here in 91, and, you know, when the parade started to where we're at now. I mean, the parade is up the game on everybody's everyone's standpoint, and we're just getting higher and higher quality of a finished product, and I think the parade is a big part of that because, you know, and so many people are coming out. I was talking to Miles Conway, and he was, you know, earlier today, and they're selling tickets right and left, so it sounds like we have a very successful parade this year.
Indeed. Well, and the city of Santa Fe and beyond is lucky to have Mr. John Dick of Arkeo Architects as a resource for them. My friend, thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate. Thank you again for offering this fabulous home and for describing how you went through your process of creating the vision for it. Again, John Dick of Arkeo Architects. Talk to you soon, and enjoy the rest of the parade, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Ray. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Very good, my friend. Okay, we invite everyone to visit 18 Camino Alazan in Las Campanas as we air the show during the 30th annual Hacienda's A Parade of Homes tour. So we'll be back in 2 minutes, and we'll take a break on this special edition of All Things Real Estate. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We'll be coming right back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader. Now back to Ray Post and All Things Real Estate on KTRC, Santa Fe's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate as we air the show from 18 Camino Alazan, one of the homes featured in the 30th annual Hacienda's A Parade of Homes tour. Why don't you come on out and visit this property in the Santa Fe neighborhood of Las Campanas, and you can listen to us as you're driving over at 1260 AM, 103.7 FM, or at the Listen Now link on our website, atreradio.com. That's atreradio.com, or you can also go to santafe.com. So today I'm very happy to suggest to you that you check out all of the property listings offered by my colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty. Go to the homepage of atreradio.com, and then in the upper left-hand corner is a link to these fabulous homes. Also, just a note that the home we are airing from today, 18 Camino Alazan, was actually listed and sold by my broker colleague, Darlene Street. It's now my pleasure to welcome Danny Muller, co-owner of Lucky Dog Hi-Fi and Technology Solutions, to the show. Danny, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great today, Ray. It's a nice day out, and it's a beautiful house, so two pluses.
Yeah, very good. I'm going to let you talk a little bit more about some of the things that you see in this house, but I want to remind everybody that Danny and his company are actually in the business of bringing news, information, and entertainment elements to homes, just like 18 Camino Alazan. So what was your first impression, my friend, when you walked through the front door of this property? What are the special qualities that you saw immediately?
Windows. I'm a big fan of glass. We live in a place where the views are definitely something you should take advantage of, unless your neighbor built a really ugly thing right in the way of your view. But yeah, the windows, the surfaces, I'm really liking the light oak floors that are going on lately. It just feels very open and welcoming.
And we'll come back and let you talk a little bit about what you see as the value of the parade. But you and your business partner, Truewell Mashburn, at Lucky Dog Hi-Fi and Technology Solutions, you actually typically start work with a home construction firm like Boss Builders and their team of professionals to design and install hi-fi and technology components in a property like this one. Isn't that at least one of the ways that you pursue your business?
Yeah, and I think that's the main way we would like to pursue at least the custom home side of the business. We like working early on with the client, with the architect, designer, builder. It's easy to get a lot of those complicated things to come to real life if you have those conversations early, instead of like, oh, hey, we started 3 years ago, but now I want this TV to come out of the ground and this fountain to shoot fireworks behind me when it happens. if you know about that 3 years in advance when you're building, then you can do that. And the same is true with making your house work, right? You want your Wi-Fi to work. Well, you got to think about that before you seal up that diamond plaster wall.
Sure. I'm curious how many homes you've actually worked in where they ended up having fireworks shooting out of the ground when the TV came up, but maybe that's a different story altogether. So working with the builder, working with the architect, by the way, I know you're familiar with Boss Builders, Valerie Montoya. You probably heard John Dick of Arkeo Architects speaking in the last segment. He's a very well-regarded architect in town, yet another person for you to meet if you don't already know him, true?
Yeah, definitely. I actually got to meet him before the show. He was the architect on this home, so we had a fun conversation. And yeah, we're happy to meet and work with everybody.
Yeah. So, Danny, just going down the path here, when you work with the homeowners in designing whatever it is that they may want, fireworks or otherwise, associated with their hi-fi and technology needs, I suspect it's all over the landscape. There are some people that want every single powerful, cutting-edge Star Wars devices, and then there are some that want more fundamental services and products installed in their properties. So nonetheless, the process that you and your colleagues follow at Lucky Dog still remains the same, no matter how big the project is. There are some fundamentals with establishing the products that you actually put into homes. Isn't that true?
That's true, and really what we try to drive home is the importance of wiring that house to do everything. We have a house now that is finishing, and some of the windows are showing different exposures than we were thinking would have initially, so now we are adding some shade in where we want to control some light. But yeah, everyone's need is different. Some people like a really seamless control system to control their lighting and their window treatments, and they don't watch movies. And some people spend hours a day putting on a single vinyl, getting up, changing the vinyl, sitting down and listening. So the scope is pretty big. We try to help with all of it.
That's a curious statement. Of course, I'm old enough to remember when vinyl was the only way that you could listen to music. But there's been, over the past 10 years or so, there's been a great comeback in the application of vinyl records, going back the way they were decades and decades ago. Isn't that true?
Yeah, for music lovers, vinyl is still one of the easiest access to the full information that was recorded on the song. There are some digital things now where you can get some high res streaming coming in straight over your computer, but people who have loved music for a long time. I'm young enough to know I've had to help my business partner move his 9,000 pounds of vinyl about three times.
Well, lucky for him, there must be some pretty valuable records in that collection of Truewell's. Again, you understand, and you've already alluded to this, how architecture, design, engineering, acoustics, and technology all need to work together to craft a certain outcome. The Parade of Homes is probably the epitome of all of those elements, similar to your business, but in the construction of these properties that are part of the parade. I suspect you agree with that premise, don't you?
I definitely do, especially, you know, creating that initial conversation of, hey, we're all doing this project together for the next year. How can we do that to the highest level we can for our client?
You know, Danny, the Parade of Homes, and I talked about this with Martin Montoya of Boss Builders during his interview segment, but the Parade of Homes is actually a competition. It's a competition between all of the builders that are participating in the event as they lead towards their award ceremony on Tuesday night. You have competition as well in your business. What differentiates Lucky Dog Hi-Fi and Technology Solutions from all the other folks out there?
I think that is really our adaptability in whichever way you want to take that. Our schedule is never so rigid that if someone calls with an emergency, their emergency gets put a week out. And we're not so locked into our product selections, which have been really well filtered down. But sometimes we get a client that comes to us and they want to work with a cool new gate company out of California that hasn't done a gate in New Mexico yet. So we open that avenue of dialogue up and reach out and become, you know, kind of a partner for them on that project. So I think adaptability, knowing that ultimately this isn't my stuff, your house, you're living with it. I want to only get good phone calls from you. Invite me out to lunch or talk about something else you want to add or recommend a flick to me. I think that's really what we try to do.
Yeah, and that ultimately that adaptability leads to business referrals from your happy clients, I'm sure. Last question for you, Danny, before I let you go off and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Are you touring all of the homes in this year's Hacienda's a Parade of Homes tour?
I'm going to try my best to make it to all of them, yes.
Very good, my friend. Again, Danny Muller of Lucky Dog Hi-Fi and Technology Solutions. If you're interested in checking out what he and his colleagues have to offer, go to LuckyDogHiFi.com, LuckyDogHiFi.com. My friend, thanks so much for being on the show. Look forward to seeing you again soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you for having me again, Ray.
You bet. Talk to you soon. Okay, I want to thank our guests for offering some great commentary about our Parade of Homes property, 18 Camino Alazan, built by Boss Builders. Come join us for the next hour of the show and take a tour of this custom property. A big thank you to Richard Eads, my producer Shannon Sullivan, our engineer Austin Birch, and our floor producers Olympia Vieira and Ted Stevens, as well as the team at Sotheby's International Realty for helping to make this show a destination that people turn to each week. Lastly, thank you, the audience, for tuning into the program today. Check out our website, ATREradio.com, ATREradio.com. So until the second hour of the show, more than ever, I hope and wish that we all realize good health, sound judgment, and good fortune in the lives we lead.